Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Hey, mamas. Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I'm your host, Dre Williams, and today we're diving into the topic that's so relevant right now. How to reclaim your energy after the holidays, y'all. We had Thanksgiving. We've had Christmas. Now we're getting ready for the new year. The holiday season is beautiful and joyful, but also exhausting, especially for new moms or moms in general, because we do so much to make sure that we create a beautiful holiday experience for our children, right? Between the holiday hustle, family gatherings, and endless to-dos, it can feel like you've given everything to everyone else, leaving little to nothing for yourself. And I really hope that during this holiday season that you did not feel like that. And if you did, tune in, listen up so that you can reclaim your energy going into the new year. This episode is all about how to recharge, restore your postpartum wellness, and prioritize self-care in the weeks following the holidays. I'll share some practical tips on postpartum recovery, ways to restore your energy, and how you can balance motherhood with taking care of yourself. So let's get into it. Y'all know, I've been talking about, you know, it's the holiday season. I've been telling you guys about my first holiday experience, how it didn't always come out how I wanted to. Tune in to the prior episodes. But I remember like it was yesterday. Mixed with joy and exhaustion. But this holiday season, I'm claiming that I'm going to have a great holiday experience. My kids are going to have fun. I'm going to have less expectations on myself. Enjoy the pictures with the little ones. It's going to be great. So as a mom, I know we're always still figuring out things. How to juggle sleepless nights and taking care of ourselves. The pressure was real. It still is real. But if I'm being honest, I don't want you to lose yourself in the process. The holidays have a way of making you feel pulled in all directions, especially when you're navigating postpartum. And being a mom and juggling other roles as well, it can leave you drained physically and emotionally. That's why this episode is important. You deserve to reclaim your energy, mama. It's time to reset. So here we go. One of the most popular aspects of postpartum wellness is allowing yourself to rest. I know it can feel impossible with little ones who's constantly needing you, but rest is essential to your recovery. The holidays often disrupt our routines, late nights, traveling, entertaining guests, so no wonder we feel completely wiped out afterwards. You know, putting that cape of energy on for others, and then by the end of the night, you're like, I'm ready for bed, right? Start by setting those boundaries around your sleep. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to always get a full 8 to 12 hours of sleep, right? Because we're moms. But this might mean asking for help from a partner or family member so you can grab a nap or go to bed earlier. Or just be able to just sit and be. Because oftentimes, even if we don't fully go to sleep all the time and we're laying down resting, it can still charge you up. Cat naps charge you up, right? Don't be afraid to take that time. Your body's still healing. Even if you're like, I'm past the 6 weeks or I'm past the 6 months, your body is still healing. It takes about 2 years for your body to recover postpartum. Your body is still healing. Getting consistent quality sleep is key to restoring your energy. But it's not just physical rest we need. It's mental and emotional rest too. The holidays can overwhelm you, leaving you mentally foggy or emotionally drained. Take a moment to reflect on what you need to feel like yourself again. Is it some quiet time to journal? A few minutes of mindfulness while your baby naps? Is it a walk outdoors? If it's snowing by you, a walk indoors through the wall or something, it's those small moments that will help you reset. Let's talk about this self-care, though, because, you know, it's basically after the holidays, all you have is New Year left. It's easy to forget about ourselves because we're so used to taking care of everybody. And y'all know this is very popular because even through research, it shows how women are always the last ones to take care of themselves. But you deserve to pour back into your own cup, especially now. Don't go into 2025 drained and burned out. If you're like, I'm burned out, you need to go watch the burnout recovery training that's free on my website at navigatingpostpartumwellness.com, because we're not going to do that this year, okay? I want you to think about the small, simple self-care practices that can help you reclaim your energy. For me, one of my biggest shifts was incorporating mindful movement into the day. Whether it was a 10-minute yoga session, walking around the kitchen, walking outside, stretching while the baby played on the floor, while my kids still play on the floor at this point in life, moving my body helped me feel more connected and rejuvenated. Another big one is nourishing myself with good food. I know it's hot. I know it's so easy to grab that bag of chips that's already packed up versus making meals, but that's where that meal prep comes in. Yeah, I could talk a little bit about that because I can get into it, okay? But I want you to know that you can plan accordingly. I know I mentioned the other day, somebody on Threads was talking about the challenges of meal prepping. So something I start doing is I use ChatGPT. I ask everybody in the house what they want to eat that week. Tell ChatGPT that meal and add me some meals in my grocery list. It's so helpful because even if you only have a couple items in your house before you go grocery shopping, add it. It'll help you create a meal. So there's a quick tip for that so that you can make sure that you are filling your body up. Because during the holidays, we indulge, and rightfully so, but now's the time to bring some balance back into your diet. Focus on nutrient-rich meals that fill your body. Think about proteins, veggies, and plenty of water to stay hydrated. I know I love me some electrolytes in my water, or some lemon, or some cucumber. You know, get that flavor going, you know? But it's important for you to take care of yourself. I want you to also be mindful of how you're caring for your emotional well-being. Sometimes the holiday chaos can stir up emotions or guilt, like you're not doing enough or giving enough. It's okay to feel those things, but remember you're doing an incredible job. Give yourself permission to release that guilt and focus on what you need right now. Take that time to journal. Take care of yourself. Because here's the thing. It's hard to do all this on your own. That's why. Rolling in 2025, if you're like, oh my goodness, I want a community of moms to help me stay accountable, showing up for myself, whether it's me eating healthier meals, making sure I'm moving my body, making sure that emotionally I'm okay, mentally I'm okay, because I want to be able to have systems in place where I don't have the mental load or have that mom guilt when I'm taking time for myself. This is where the Nurturing the Mama membership will give you that. It's a space where we as moms come together to support each other in balancing wellness and motherhood. Inside the membership, we dive into routines that actually work for postpartum moms and moms who work from home or outside of the house. Whether it's sleep, self-care, or setting realistic goals, you'll find the tools and support you need to thrive. You don't have to figure this all out alone. Imagine being a part of a community walking into 2025 that gets it, where you can share your struggles and celebrate your wins, no matter how small. We talk about all things motherhood. But when I say motherhood, it's more so me focusing on you as a mom, as a wife, as who you are before then, as a woman. You know, get all those things to help you regain your energy and feel like you. A better version of you, okay? Not just feel like you, but a better version of you. I'd love for you to join us and take the next step towards reclaiming your energy. If you're ready to enroll in Nurturing Mama membership, click the link in your description. But as we wrap up today's episode, I want you to remember that it's okay to take a step back after the holidays. Focus on yourself. You're not just a mom. You're a woman who deserves to feel strong, vibrant, and supported. Postpartum recovery isn't a race. It's a journey. It's about the small steps that help you reclaim your energy and restore your wellness. So as you move through the next few weeks into this new year, give yourself grace, take time for rest, and incorporate those small self-care habits. You've got this. And if you're ready for more support, come join us in the Nurturing the Mama membership. We're here for you every step of the way. Thank you for tuning in today. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with another mama who could use a little reset. After the holidays, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more tips and leave a review. And I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.